We're up to Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis. Dvarim HaPoslim B'Schach. So the different things that will passel B'Schach. So the Siman basically has, I broke it down into six topics, because there's a lot at one time. So we're going to discuss Schach, Pasel, in the middle of the Sukkah. We're going to discuss Schach, Pasel, on the sides, around the periphery of the Sukkah. Okay? Big Sukkahs, little Sukkahs, the air, the avir. If you have air space splitting up the Sukkah, either on the side or in the middle. And okay, we won't get to today, but what if you have a little bit of air and a little bit of pasul stach together? Does it combine to pasul sukkah? Does it not combine to pasul sukkah? So the sukkah starts with a mishnah on daf yud zayin amud al. Mishnah says as follows: Yichik es asikuch min hadefanos gimel tfachim psula. I have, let's say, regular sukkah, regular walls. If the stach is not within three tfachim to the wall, okay, there's a space. Three tzvachim between the wall and the schach, the sukkah is going to be psula. Okay, avir, air, meaning no, not schach kosher, not schach pasul, nothing there. Air pasuls with three tzvachim. Less than three tzvachim, we generally say lavud. Okay, three tzvachim, it's going to be pasul. That's the topic really of sif beis. Then the Mishnah continues. You have a house, and then the middle of the house, the middle of the roof, caved in. Bayis shinifchad v'sikech al gabav. So you have a house, and the middle of the house caved in, and now you want to put schach. Here's the picture. You want to put schach in the middle of the house where the ceiling caved in, the roof caved in. Okay, is that a kosher sukkah now, or is it not a kosher sukkah? The answer is, it depends. How much space is there between the walls of the house / sukkah and the kosher schach? Okay, if you have four amos, which is a lot, four amos is 6 to 8 feet, up to four amos, it's going to be kosher. More than four amos, it's not going to be kosher. Why is it going to be kosher? We're going to see in the Gemara that in the middle of the sukkah, if you have pasul sach, four tfachim is already enough to pasul. Four tfachim. And now it's about four, and that's in the middle. Here on the side, we have four amos. Why do we have four amos? Because on the side, we have a halacha lemosh misinai called dofen akuma. We view the pasul sach on top as if it's a part of the wall. And therefore, the wall goes up vertical, and then it curves over, becomes horizontal, until it meets the kosher schach. And now it's as if the kosher schach is connected to the wall. Up to four amos, you can say something. Less than four amos, you can say that. Once it's already four amos, then it's a problem. Okay, so that's halacha l'moshe misina. So that's the Mishnah on Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin. It talks about the air space, air in the Sukkah. Air meaning, instead of schach, it's empty. And we talk about schach pasul on the sides of the Sukkah up to four amos. We will say dofen akuma, and it's considered to be part of the wall. Then the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rabbah. Ashkechasinu l'rabbanu d'vei rab, the asvi v'ka amri. I found the rabbanu on the basement of rab, and this is what they said. Avir posa b'shlosha. Air, meaning no schach kosher, no schach pasul. You're missing schach, pasuls with three tfachim. Okay? The Gemara brings a proof from our Mishnah. If the schach is more than three tefachim away from the walls, it's going to be pasul. It means that wall is knocked out. That wall is not related. Is no longer related to the schach. The wall is no longer related to the schach. You lost the wall. Now, if you have four walls, you can afford to lose one wall because you only need three. But usually, when we talk about sukkahs, and we'll see this in a minute in Tosis, generally the typical sukkah we talk about is a three-walled sukkah. If I knock out one of the walls, now I only have two, then your sukkah is finished. So the air, three tvachim separating the schach, three tvachim of air separating the schach from the wall will knock out the wall. Then the Gemara says, but schach pasul you put up metal beams, posel ba'arba'ah. That means ba'arba'ah tfachim, four tfachim. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Our Mishnah just said four amos. Four amos is what? 24. Four amos is like 24 tfachim. Now you're saying four tfachim. So the Gemara says, it depends. When it's in the middle of the sukkah, so when it's on the side, so we say, Dofen Akuma, it's part of the wall. That's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. You have up to, but not including, four amos. When it's in the middle of the sukkah, then you only have four tfachim. Okay, so Tosfos goes on to explain what we just said. We're talking about a three-walled sukkah. Okay, when we say that three tfachim of air passels, or four tfachim of schach passels, going to passel the sukkah, so we have to define exactly what we're talking about. So we're assuming that we have a three-walled sukkah. Okay, if I have a four-walled sukkah, right? And right down the middle, I have either three tefachim of air or four tefachim of schach pasul. It's not going to passel the sukkah. I'm just going to have two kosher sukkahs, one on this side and one on that side. It splits it in half. The problem becomes when you have a three-walled sukkah. Once you have, we're talking about a three-walled sukkah, and the pasul schach or the lack of schach is going from the middle wall down towards the entrance this way. Not this way, from the middle wall down. So it cuts the sukkah in half, and now you have two sukkahs, each one only has two walls, right? And it's going to be pasul. But, explain this, continues this. Let's say, here's my picture, let's say it will go not from the middle wall, but from the two side walls, from side to side.
Yeah.
Okay? So then, it depends.
Smaller sukkah.
So, right, then you just have a smaller sukkah because you cut your sukkah in half. But this part of the sukkah, the middle wall and the two walls on the sides, if you still have Zayin Tvachim, which is the 7x7, that's the minimal shear sukkah, so you still have a kosher sukkah. What's outside has been cut off, only has a wall on each side. It's no longer connected to the middle wall. You can't sit, this part is no longer part of the sukkah. But this is part of the sukkah as long as you have Zayin Tvachim. Right? You're following? Okay. Then Tosfos discusses a more exciting case where, let's say it doesn't cut all the way across from wall to wall. It's just a hole in the middle. You have a big hole in the middle, 3x3, or something, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever it is, by 3. But it doesn't cut across the entire sukkah. Or you have schach pasul, 4 tefachim wide, going not across the whole thing. Half, quarter, third, 3/4, 90%, whatever it is. So, what's the status of that? So, if from the middle wall until you have that issue, you have Zayin al Zayin, that's for sure okay. Like we said in the previous case, even if it cuts across the whole thing, if I have a kosher sukkah on the inside, so the inside's kosher, the outside's not kosher. But here, because it doesn't cut across the whole thing, Tosfos leaves open the possibility, the efsher, that even if you don't have 7 tefachim on the inside, but because it's all connected, it didn't cut it off entirely, and when you add up all the kosher spaces, you're going to have 7x7, so the sukkah will be kosher. Efsher, perhaps, possibly. That's what Tosfos says. Okay. Now let's jump into the Shulchan Aruch. Tav Reish Lamed Beis, Seif Aleph. Schach pasul posel beemtza ba'arba'a tfachim. If I have schach pasul on my sukkah, in the middle of the sukkah, it's going to pasul if it is four tfachim. So the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph tells us, if you want to know how you define schach pasul, what's kashin, what's pasul, you have to look at Siman Tav Reish Chaf Tes, and there you have all the rules and regulations, all the parameters of what is schach kashin, what is schach pasul. Okay, but once you've determined that it's schach pasul, if it's four tefachim and it's in the middle of your sukkah, it's going to pasul the sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis over here explains the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis be'emta ba'arba tefachim haynu shaholeich shir arba'ot tefachim al pnei kol ha'sukkah. It's going across the entire sukkah. Sheyesh shalosh defanos. Now we're talking about a sukkah that only has three walls, and it goes ba'arka. It goes widthwise. from the middle wall and out, which means it cuts the two halves, and then I only have two walls in each. I have now two puzzle sukkahs, because each one only has two walls. Vishir, so where do we get the four tfachim from? Explains the Mishnah. Vishir arba'ot tfachim hu makom chashuv. That's considered a makom chashuv. It's a chashuv, a space. Lahaflig v'lachot, to cut and to separate. Bein ha'defonos, to cut the sukkah in half. Ad she'ein ha'defonos mo'ilo zo lazo, so that each wall doesn't help the other, because each wall is cut off from the next. Each one only has two walls. The third wall is being knocked off from each other because of this four tefachim of space that cut through the entire sukkah. V'niros kishtei sukkahs, it looks like two sukkahs, v'lokal achas rak shtei defonos, and each one only has two walls. Okay, again. Start again from the beginning of the Tarfei Shalom V'yitzim. Av schach posel is posel be'emt in the middle of the sukkah ba'arba'ot tefachim. Aval. If it's less than four, let's say it's three tfachim cutting through the sukkah, then it's kosher, and says the Shulchan Aruch based on the tour, and you can sleep under it, and you can eat under it, and it's okay.
It doesn't split.
Not only it doesn't split it in half.
It's love makes it that it's
not. No, we're not using it. Okay. No, it's not lovely, because lovely is three tvachim, and lovely is by airspace, which we're going to get to in a minute. But only four tvachim is a makom chashuv to, like, separate, to split the sukkah in half. If it's less than four, it's schach posel, but the schach posel does not posel the sukkah. It's not strong enough, it's not chashuv enough to split the sukkah in half. And not only that, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the tour and the Baal HaMa'or, you could sit under it, you could eat under it, it's not going to be a problem at all. Now the Beis Yosef brings down that the Ravid disagrees. He says, yes, correct, it doesn't split the sukkah in half, it doesn't passel the sukkah, but you cannot sit under that airspace. Under the schach pasel, which is less than dal tfachim, you can't sit, you can't sleep, you can't eat, you don't get the mitzvah for sitting there, but it's not going to passel the sukkah. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can even sit there, you can sleep there, you can eat there, it's fine. Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Torah, the Baal HaMa'or. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel. He's going to bring down like the Ravid. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel. V'yesh poskim shesovrim, and this is the Ravid, the Ap, the Pachas, Marba, Tfachim, HaSukkah, Ksheira, even though it's less than 4 Tfachim, it's not going to pass on the Sukkah. Mikom Makom, Tachas, Oso Makom, underneath that puzzle, Schach, Oso Lishon V'lechol, you're not allowed to eat or sleep. Elim can also makahu pachos mishlosh tfachim, unless it's less than three tfachim. If it's less than three tfachim, then already you can eat there and sleep there. But if it's more than four, it's going to pass the sukkah. Between three and four is the machlokes. Everyone agrees it doesn't pass the sukkah. The machlokes is, can I sit under that area? The Shulchan Aruch says yes. The Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is lachen yesh lahachmer lechatchila. Lechatchila natu. Yesh brings down that lechazon ish. Here he did not hold from the chumrah of the ravid at all, and he held against the Mishnah Berurah. He was Mako, you can even eat and sleep under the area as long as it's under four. The Mishnah Berurah says if it's between three and four, then lechatchila you should not eat or sleep in that area. Continues the Mechavis. Min hatzad. Now the schach puzzle is not cutting through the sukkah, but it's on the periphery, it's on the side. Eino posel ela ba'arba amos. So now it doesn't pass with four tefachim. Tefach is 3 to 4 inches. Four tefachim is 12 to 16 inches. It passes now with four amos. An amos is 1.5 to 2 feet. So it's only 6 to 8 feet. It's a huge area. Eino posel ela ba'arba amos. Aval pochos ni arba amos kshera. But less than four amos, it's going to be kosher. Why? Damrinan dofen akuma. Because we call it a crooked wall. What does that mean? The hainu. Lo mash and a roim ki ilu akoisel ne'ekam v'yechoshev zeh atzchach v'posel v'gufa akoisel. V'dar v'zeh halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Dofen akuma is a halacha l'moshe v'sinai. It teaches us that the schach puzzle on the periphery is a continuation of the wall up to Dalin Amos, and therefore, as long as you have less than Dalin Amos, the schach puzzle on the side, on any side, even on all the sides, like we saw in the Mishnah, where the middle of the house caved in, and you have tzchach pasul on all four sides. On all four sides, the Gemara says, based on that Mishnah, that you can say dofen akuma, and then we don't say that the wall is cut off from the tzchach, because the wall continues horizontally until the tzchach. So the tzchach is actually touching the wall, because the tzchach pasul now has the status of the wall. Continuing the Mechaber, Hilkach, therefore, Ba'yish Shenifchat Be'emtza, the house, where the middle of the ceiling caved in. That's the Mishnah. V'sikeh B'makom Apchat, and the part that caved in, we now replace with Kasher. Ah, Minish'ar Min HaTikra Saviv Bein Tzchach Kasher Laksal and Pachos Mi'arba Amos. And now I have less than Arba Amos all around the Tzchach. So from the walls to the tzchach, kosher all around is less than arba. Amos kshera. Here it's going to be kosher because it's a continuation of wallo meal. But here the rule is ein yishenin tachtov kozman sheishva arba tfachim. As long as your dofen akuma is four tfachim, and you're allowed up to four amos. It's a huge amount, so it's a big kula in saving your sukkah. But you're not allowed to sit under that part of the sukkah because you're sitting under the wall. You're not sitting under the tzchach. You have to sit under the kosher part unless it's less than four tefachim. But here we're talking about up to four amos, so that you cannot sit under that area. Here in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet, it brings down a very important, a very relevant, major league machlokes haposki. And that is as follows. Let's say I had this in Teaneck. Teaneck is a very beautiful community with big, beautiful yards and big, beautiful trees. Trees are big and beautiful until it comes to sukkahs. Uh-huh. And you sit in the sukkah and you look up and you say, I think the sukkah is underneath the tree. So, now, can we consider the branches of the tree? Branches of the tree are still attached to the tree. Schach puzzle. Can we say dofen akuma? That means my sukkah is 6 feet high, 7 feet high, 7 foot high sukkah. The walls go up 7 feet. The walls don't have to. They only have to go 10 tefachim. But my walls go up 7 feet, and they meet the schach. Great. I have a fantastic kosher sukkah. But 20 feet up above, I have a tree. Do we say dofen akuma on something that's not attached to the dofen? Meaning, will we say like, good, asik mechitzta, my 7 foot wall goes up 15 feet to the tree, and then it goes over, and then I can't sit under that area, but it won't knock off that wall, it won't passel the sukkah. Do we say such a thing, or do we not say such a thing?
Does the tree anyway passel a wall?
The tree is passel schach because it's attached to the ground.
So you can't sit under that spot.
Well,
for sure not.
You for sure can't sit under that. Well, we just said if it's more than four tefachim, then you can't sit under that spot. If it's less than three tefachim, then you can't sit under that spot. If it's between three and four tefachim, then it's machlekes balamor ravid mechabes mekel chazushes mekel mishabura says to me mach.
Okay,
let's see, you have a lot of area, a lot of this whole section of the sukkah, this whole part of the sukkah is covered with a tree, right? So if I don't say dofen akuma, then I lost this wall.
It goes over the whole wall. Okay.
Let's say it goes over the whole wall. Right. If it goes over a small area, right, then it's not, let's say it's not going to fit. It goes over the whole wall. Is it going to knock off this wall or not? Do we say dofen akuma on the tree up above? Now, it's very hard to determine exactly what that tree is over, what the tree is. I had this shayla. When am I now? It's a big machlokes haposkim, but if you want to be mako, then you have to figure out where's the tree. So my Rebbe instructed me, lie down on the floor. Lie down on the floor and look straight up, and that's the best way. Because if you're standing and you're not looking at the proper angles, you have to look straight up. Lie down on the floor and try to figure it out. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah has Sif Katan Dalet. It's not simple at all that you can say Dofen Akuma at all in such a case. Even without the technical difficulties of figuring out exactly where the tree is hidden. Mishmas of Katan Dalet. Mashmalach Ora. Miloshin said, the Davka Kshadafonos Magios Aschach. Sounds like you can only see Dofen Akuma when the walls actually reach the Schach Pasul. Avalim ein had the funos magios the schach. But if the walls do not reach the schach, after ba'alma lo kaptina bazet, even though normally we don't care, the walls need to be 10 tfachim. The schach can be 20 tfachim, 30 tfachim, up to 20 amas. They don't have to reach, right? Still not clear. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say we say good asik mechitzah. We look at the wall as if it's going up, but I don't even know you have to say that. All you need is a wall that's 10 tfachim high. Once the wall is 10 tfachim high, maybe I don't need to say good akas. I don't know if you need to even say it. Come on to good akas. So normally the walls don't need to reach the schach. Okay, the El Tefer Islam made it sit there. Dechashvina ki'ilu magiyos l'mala ad haschach. Okay, from here it sounds like. Okay, but that's a particular case where you also need to rely on love. But I'm not sure. Here we have schach pasul on the sukkah. Va'ane rotsin achshira mishum dofen akuma. We want to kash the sukkah because of dofen akuma. Lo amina dofen akuma bazeh. This is from the Ram. We're not going to combine the halacha of Moshe v'Sinai of good asik mechitzta together with the halacha of Moshe v'Sinai of dofen akuma. Now, this is a famous Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Is it because you can't combine two halachot Moshe v'Sinai? It doesn't really sound like that, because we have other cases where it's not like that. I don't want to get into that right now. Okay, but the first opinion over here is the Ran, that forget about, no point in getting on the floor to look where the tree is. I mean, there still might be a point, because, like you said, it doesn't necessarily pass over the whole, unless it's covering the whole wall, and it has to be more than four tefachim, and you have to know everything else, but... You're not going to say dofen akuma in such a case. The second opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, some opinion don't say the yesh amrin that feel ain't a beginner to pass the slav nami yamrinan rowing kilo dofen megal the malam nichbav. The second opinion, the yesh amrin, is that you can say dofen akuma even if the walls do not reach the slav. Sharatim oy zayin, that's tazel el yarabah v'eskimu ledas hatur. The previous opinion, the machmir and the magen avram ubach b'shem haran. Okay, so that's a very big machlokes. Meanwhile, Dirshu points out in footnote 4 that later on in the next simin, Tafri Shlami Gimel, which we'll get to, Bezrat Hashem, in the next few days, the Mishnah only brings down the first opinion, the Machmir opinion. He doesn't even bring down the Mekel opinion. Here he brings down the Machmir opinion as a Stam, and the Mekel opinion as a Yeshom. So, I guess when you're by other people, and you have to rely on certain clues, you have this Yesh Omrim to rely on. And that's why my Rebbe told me to lie down on my back and try to figure out where the sukkah is. Now, what about a different case, which is very common? What if the walls go up to the schach, but there's a space? Can we say lovud with dofen akuma? So says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ef shehechi demina defanos ad haschachu pochos mishlosh tefachim." When it's less than three tefachim, "Lekula yama yesh lakel," then everyone will agree it's okay. Darminan lavud v'dofen akuma. You can combine lavud and dofen akuma. Now this is super common. Where is this common? When you have the air conditioner on the merpeset or in the gina, the air conditioners are on a special holder. The air conditioners are not right against the wall. They can't be against the wall. They need some space to breathe. So they're a few inches away from the wall. The air conditioner is obviously pasul schach. So do we say dofen akuma on the air conditioner if it doesn't reach the wall? So if it's less than three tefachim, which presumably it is, Mishnah Berurah says that everyone would say that that's okay. Yerushu footnote 5 brings down from Mr. Karelis, Mishnah the Chazunish, he held that was not okay. If you want to say dofen akuma, imamish, one has to reach the other. So, if you want to rely on the Mishnah Berurah, you can say dofen akuma on your air conditioner, if you want to be machmir. So, on the space between the wall and the air conditioner, so you shove in a piece of plastic or a piece of cardboard or something that will stay there for the week of Sukkot, and that way you don't have to, you'll just have your dofen akuma without having to rely on love. Okay, this is Tafresh on the base. The first half of Aleph will continue tomorrow. Great.